We're speaking now to Jeremy Grimm. He is a candidate for mayor of City of Sandpoint in 2023. He'll be on the ballot on November 7th. And let's start, Jeremy, by getting to know you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background. How long have you lived here? How'd you wind up in Sandpoint, and your experiences here in town and where people might know you from?
Yeah. So thanks for having me. Pleasure to visit with folks over the radio here. Jeremy Grimm, 50 years old, been in Sandpoint for about 16 and a half years. Originally came here from Wyoming, where I was the planning director of a town called Buffalo, Wyoming, and came here for the job. At the time, Sandpoint was growing tremendously after the first sort of boom that we had. And they were looking for a planning director, professional planning director, to guide them through a comprehensive plan revision, which is the document that really takes citizen input and ensures that the vision of the citizens is imparted in the land use codes and the policies and all actions of the city. So that's how I got here. I have two children. I've got a son who's a senior in high school, Sandpoint High, and a daughter who's a seventh grader online at Idaho Gem Prep, married to Nicole Grimm. Some of you may know her as a family nurse practitioner in the area at Bonner General. And right now I'm currently running my own business called Whiskey Rock Planning and Consulting. I provide land use services to people throughout northern Idaho, Wyoming, and sometimes Arizona, New Mexico, Wyoming.
Well, okay. Here's the big question. This is the stumper. Jeremy Grimm, why are you running for mayor?
I am running for mayor because I think the city is off the rails. I'm really concerned about the direction we're moving. I've got three primary concerns and visions and focus points for my term if I'm elected mayor. And, you know, it comes down to having the skills, the background, and the knowledge to lead Sandpoint forward. And I don't really want the job of mayor in the sense of desiring a position. I feel like I'm uniquely qualified. I work in this kind of business every day, land use, easements, plats, development agreements, bonds. This is what I do for a profession, and I feel like these skills can be valuable to the city. I'm also the former planning director of the city from 2007 to 2015, and I know how the city used to operate under a department head structure, and that's one of my biggest concerns is looking at, you know, how the city is operating today in terms of administrative operations. I'm concerned about spending. We seem to be spending money on lots of consultants, lots of plans, and many of these plans will cost millions of dollars to implement, yet at the same time, our infrastructure is literally crumbling before our eyes. I'm concerned about City Hall and access to City Hall. I'm concerned about how the council is operating, the lack of authentic public engagement. I'm really concerned about turnover. You know, six different city planners in 3 years, and we're running at a rate of almost 20% turnover at City Hall. Crazy, absolutely crazy, and that would be considered a failure by any business, private business. So that's a concern. And finally, I'm concerned about the future economy and the future of Sandpoint. With two kids, I want them to be able to work in this community. And, you know, tourism is something that's supported Sandpoint, and it's been a great way to sort of prime the pump as we've moved from a resource-based economy. But, you know, tourism is not an ideal economy in terms of the quality and level of wages that industry provides. And I think we can do a lot better by focusing on companies like Daher or Tamarack Aerospace or Leadlock or UNICEP or Cochava or Lighthouse Foods. We can really focus our efforts on high quality jobs to make our economy in Sandpoint more complex and really move it away from what people like to call a resort community or a resort destination community, because that's really not what I hope for my children in this place.
You kind of started to answer my next question, but just to for legibility, for ease of use, if you were to give the current council, mayor, and administration letter grades, what grade would they get, and what do you think they might improve?
Council, I would give a B. Mm-hmm. The mayor, I would give a D, and the administrator, I would give a D.
Mm-hmm.
What can they improve? I guess the first thing is looking at, you know, how we're spending our money. For example, whether it's the downtown waterfront redevelopment plan, which, by the way, started as a $25,000 plan to fix a stormwater outlet behind the Panada, has now morphed into hundreds of thousands of dollars being spent on design for a project that's going to cost millions of dollars to construct. And at the same time, we're neglecting our infrastructure, our most basic infrastructure. No one listening to this has to know or think about the quality of our roads right now. You know, I'm not seeing us chip seal our roads. I'm not seeing us do crack sealing. And if you look at our roads, many of them are not built on a quality base. They were built during a time when Sandpoint didn't have a lot of money to design and build the roads to standards. And as a result, when these top surfaces start cracking and breaking up, that water infiltrates and starts to degrade the road base. Speaking with former Public Works Director Cody Van Dyke, he's very alarmed at the lack of maintenance that we put into our roads. And frankly, I'm really concerned that they're going to fall apart this spring and literally sink into the mud. Other things that they could improve or that I'm concerned about, spending at City Hall. I mean, if you've been into the city council chambers, I don't know how much it costs to rebuild and remodel, but it's one of the fanciest I've ever seen in Idaho. The old city council chambers seem to work pretty well, if you ask me. And then, you know, finally, you know, the budget at City Hall. There's a division called Central Services Division. That budget has increased 61% in the last 4 years, from $3 million to over $5 million a year. And that's money that's not going into our roads or our infrastructure. So those are some of the big ones, how we're spending money. And then at City Hall, you know, turnover, holy cow. I mean, 20% turnover. And by the way, from documents I've seen, this turnover is not a result of compensation. Most people who have left are not concerned about their comp levels. It's other things. And I think the city council should be accountable and should really look into why we have these egregious levels of turnover. You know, it's expensive when you have to replace an employee. It makes policy and interfacing with the city difficult and inconsistent. You get a new employee in there who doesn't know, you know, the regulations or the rules. I mean, especially in the planning department, land use code is fairly complex. We've had 6 different planners in 3.5 years there. I mean, it's maddening. And then finally, you know, has anyone tried to call City Hall? You know, under our former form of government and structure at City Hall, we had 8 department heads. Those department heads were accountable for decisions. You could reach them. You could pick up the phone and talk to them. You could have a meeting with them. Today, I try to call City Hall and I get this phone tree that sends me to a voicemail. You can't talk to someone who has the ability to make a decision, because the city administrator is the only person who can make a decision. So I think the city manager, administrator form of government needs to be looked at. I'm not confident that it's functioning in a way that benefits the residents and businesses of Sandpoint. And then finally, the economy. You know, do we really need more tourists in Sandpoint? You know, tourism's great. I used to wash dishes and serve tables, but it's not the job I want for my kids or my friends' kids. And they certainly won't be able to live in Sandpoint on the wages of the tourism sector. So I would say, do we have to keep spending $200,000 or $300,000 a year attracting people to Sandpoint, like my opponent spends with her job at the Greater Sandpoint Chamber? You know, not only that, I get super frustrated when I see some of our most sacred, wonderful hiking places and swimming places promoted in the Visit Sandpoint publications. you know, you go to these places and you're lucky if you can find a parking spot anymore, because every Visit Sandpoint notification tells the public and the world about come to our special places. So overall, I think tourism needs to be de-emphasized, and I think we need to put our residents first, and I think we need to focus city services and the functioning of the city on our residents. And then lastly, I'll just say it's disrespectful and it's just sad that the public feels so frustrated about their lack of authentic engagement with the city. When you look at the big projects, whether it's the Curve, the multimodal transportation plan, the downtown revitalization waterfront plan, Traverse Park, the public is screaming. And if you don't hear it, council and mayor and city administrator, they are really frustrated by the lack of sincere and authentic engagement and feedback and input on these projects. So that's something I'm going to change.
Mm-hmm. We should get into the details on that as time allows on a lot of those things that you just mentioned. You gave a D to the mayor's performance this term. What would you be doing differently to address some of these concerns? And as far as that, because that you are running for mayor, how would it look different on if you were elected mayor?
Well, it'd start with making sure you're engaging with our citizens and our residents and our businesses. It seems to me that the current mayor has been hands off. I'm not sure if he's been distracted by running for governor or planning his future, business. But you know, the mayor is in charge of the city, and the mayor is effectively the person who's directing the city administrator. And right now, I see it a little differently. It seems like the city administrator is directing the city and directing the mayor. I've known Shelby for a long time, and I have respect for him, but he just seems like he's not and hasn't been responding to the needs of the citizens. So what I'd do differently is I'd engage with the citizens. I'd make sure that the citizen advisory committees were reinstated. These are longstanding advisory committees that provide the council and the mayor feedback and thought and expertise on issues like trees, sidewalks, historic preservation. And currently, many of those committees have been paused or are, snowballed. So that's one thing I'd do. And then I'd engage with our neighborhoods. I have this concept of a neighborhood captain. Neighborhood captains, let's identify a few. Meet with your neighborhood friends, families. I'll come and have breakfast, dinner, whatever, a couple times a year. I'll let you know what projects are going on in the city. I'll take your feedback back to City Hall. And that's really important because, unless you're working in government every day or using the system, so to speak, it's confusing. It's intimidating. When are the meetings? When can I speak? What's the process for speaking? A lot of people don't know this. And as a result, there's really imbalance in power dynamics. So I want to make sure that our residents' voices are heard. I'll get out there in the neighborhoods, visit with people, and I'll make sure that everyone is aware of what projects are coming down the pike and how they can interface and how they can be most effective to express their opinions. So those are some of the things. And then finally, I would pause all non-essential spending right now on these studies, on these consultants. I would focus all of our spending right now, any discretionary spending we have, on basic infrastructure, get our roads, our water, our stormwater tuned up, because these are the things, the basic elements that make a city run. Everything else, as far as I'm concerned, is fluff. And I've said it a few times, but it's not the bad times that hurt cities. It's the crazy spending in the good times and that overhang or hangover effect in the bad times that'll burn you. So we really need to be cautious with our spending and make sure we're spending on critical infrastructure first and foremost.
Mm-hmm. We're running sort of short on time, so we got to run through a couple of things here. You mentioned the waterfront redevelopment plan, which is at this point now, of course, it's well underway, and council is expected to hear the final plan on next Wednesday. Yeah. If you were elected mayor, would you how would you respond to that, I guess, where it is now, you know, when you take office, how would you react to that?
I would stop it.
Yeah.
City Beach has functioned great for our community for mm-hmm. decades. The biggest challenge with City Beach, if you ask me, is the fact that every time I used to go there, and I don't go there as frequently anymore because it's always filled with cars that are non-7B cars. And if they are 7B, I question if they're city residents. So I would pause it. I would say, how are we going to pay for it? And if it is necessary and beneficial to the community, I'd say, yeah, let's make a plan to pay for it. But first, let's take care of our crumbling roads, our water systems, our stormwater, our parks. So I don't see it as an essential, critical aspect of moving us forward. And I think it's fantastical. I think it's great for headlines. I think it's great for resume building. But none of those things service the city of Sandpoint residents. And that's what the government's here to do.
Mm. You have a consulting firm, Whiskey Rock Consulting. How would your role there change if you were elected mayor?
Yeah, great question. A lot of people have asked that. So first and foremost, I would recuse myself from any owners or companies or developers that I've done work for. And when those items came to the city council vote, I obviously would not take action on that because of conflict of interest. I would continue to work in the county and outside of the state of Idaho. The mayor's position doesn't pay enough to support my family, so I obviously need to keep an income. But I intend to work 25 to 30 hours a week for the residents of City Hall at City Hall. And the rest of the time I would be doing consulting outside the city limits. And I would not have any conflict with anyone I've ever done work with in the city limits.
Mm-hmm. Time flies so fast. There's a lot more to talk about. And
I can come back.
Yeah, it is. We're at 17 minutes now. So I think we pretty much have to wrap it up. How can the public find out more about you if they want to follow up and get in touch?
www.grimm, G-R-I-M-M, the number 4, mayor.com. That's my campaign website. And thanks so much for having me. Really look forward to hearing more from the citizens of Sandpoint and businesses in Sandpoint. And hopefully, if I'm lucky enough to get elected, I hope to do my best to serve you well. Thanks.